USA News. I'm Rich Johnson.
Please take this storm extremely seriously.
President Biden in the Oval Office warning us all to stay in or take plenty of precautions when traveling as that bomb cyclone continues to blast so much of the USA. As for the science, here's meteorologist Greg Carbon at the National Weather Service.
Low pressure system associated with the blizzard conditions that are expected to evolve across the Great Lakes is starting to intensify over eastern portions of Wisconsin. Now, this system will move into Michigan and then into southern Canada over the next 24 hours.
Snow and blizzard conditions in the Midwest and Northeast morph into just wind and bitter, bitter cold in the south. The storm's done its worst already in the Rockies, where Colorado's major east-west freeway is impassable.
Interstate 70 eastbound from Silverthorne to the Eisenhower Tunnel, currently closed. A number of semis have gotten stuck.
Colorado Department of Transportation spokesman Bob Wilson on that stretch of I-70 about 60 miles west of Denver. Heavy tow trucks are on the scene. If today's your day for a holiday flight, good luck. This woman at Chicago's O'Hare tells CNN she's optimistic.
So far, so good for us. We came early enough to hopefully make it, and hopefully our plane will take off today before, and we'll get out and get to Orlando to see our family.
The website FlightAware counts nearly 1,700 flights canceled and about 2,500 delayed across the USA. No flights home for lawmakers yet. The Senate continues to work on that full-year spending bill. That means right now a long series of votes on amendments. Fallen crypto king Sam Bankman-Fried is set to make his first court appearance in New York today on charges he swindled investors and stole customers' money. And there's word from Brazil that the health of soccer legend Pele has worsened. His cancer's progressed, and he's fighting COVID. He was admitted to a Sao Paulo hospital yesterday. This is USA News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Politics and weather are colliding on the southern border. The city of El Paso, Texas, is setting up temporary housing for thousands of migrants, preparing for the possible end of Title 42 and the plunging temperatures. The city's convention center has been turned into one huge bedroom. And as the Supreme Court weighs the future of Title 42, advocates for migrants are not happy about using a public health rule to deal with asylum seekers.
This was easy to predict that people are going to start flooding it if we do not come up with the solutions and put those solutions in place.
That's Monica Weisberg-Stewart with the Texas Border Coalition, which continues to call on lawmakers to take real action.
This is a sight we've seen way too many times. Our congressmen need to do something right now to fix this problem.
There was a last-minute push to pass a bipartisan compromise on border policy, but it did not gain any traction. Title 42 uses COVID concerns as the reason for sending to Mexico asylum seekers while their cases are resolved. Blame COVID for a drop in life expectancy. The CDC says the average American life is now 76.4 years, the lowest it's been since 1996. And if you think our drug supply chain issue is a worry, consider China. Authorities there are rationing medicine down to the single pill. Some regions have limited the sale of OTC painkillers to 6 tablets per customer per week. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay? Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I found that... That's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.